splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his power, his place. Mm-hmm. Ascribe.
Did you hear what it said?
Mm-hmm. Not YouTube. Mm-hmm. Not Facebook.
Yeah.
Amen. Not your favorite whatever channel. Mm-hmm. It said ascribe to the Lord. Families and the people ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in splendor of his holiness. Let the whole earth tremble before.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. You should ascribe to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
That means the Father.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm talking about fall. How you fall? Amen. Bible said, his word have I hid in my heart.
Yeah.
You know what David said?
Amen.
That I might not sin against him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to make him pleased.
That's right.
Amen. Lord God, we thank you for your word, Lord God. We thank you for your presence, Lord. Lord God, let your word, Lord God, penetrate the hearts and minds and spirit of your people. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord God, that the sinner may be saved, the backslider be reclaimed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God, that we walk in your way. Hallelujah, Lord. And that we move forward, Lord God, and we continue to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Speak from a subject, joy. 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 Amen. Huh?
Amen.
I said joy.
Joy.
It's like a river.
Mm-hmm.
It don't run dry. Amen. What is joy? Amen. Joy is a term that appears approximately 165 times in the King James translation. Amen. 182 times in a NASB and 118 times in a NIV. In the English Standard Version of the Bible, the word joy, rejoice, or joyful, appears a total of 430 times compared to happy or happiness, which appears only 10 times.
Come on now.
Amen.
Amen.
Joy is something different than just being happy. Amen. People are happy because of circumstances of life.
That's right.
Whether it's good, amen, or it's going excellent, they're happy.
That's right.
They have a lot, amen, or more than what they need. They're happy. Long as there's no inconveniences, people are happy. But the Bible says you ought to bank this on joy. Joy is what I put in you. Amen. If you build your joy, nothing can take your joy. Rather, the circumstances of life which weigh you down sometimes, they still don't disrupt the joy that he has put in you.
That's right.
The old saying in the old church said, the joy that I had, the world didn't give it to me. And the world can't take it away. Because I got some joy that God put down in me. Amen. That's different from something that's made up and fabricated by the world system.
Yeah.
This joy that I have.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah, Jesus. It can't be taken away from me.
Yeah.
Amen. Joy is a state of being.
Uh-huh.
It differs from happiness,
uh-huh,
which may come, of course, from good times or whatever else. Amen. But as Christians, we have been given something that cannot be taken away.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Joy, because of the grace of Jesus Christ. Amen. When he got up out of the grave.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says that he had all power.
Uh-huh. All power.
Amen. Yeah. All power. It wasn't no solar power.
Come on now.
It wasn't Duke power.
Uh-huh.
Amen. It wasn't Piedmont natural gas.
Amen,
but it was all power.
All power.
It didn't matter where he was standing at that time when he rose from the grave.
Mm-hmm.
The world shook. because of the victory he won on the cross.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It shook, even if he was in North Carolina.
Yeah.
He felt it here. They felt it in Asia. They felt it in Russia. They felt it in Africa. They felt it in India.
Yeah.
They felt it in the Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah.
They felt it in the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
Wherever that earthquake hit, it hit the whole world.
Yeah.
They knew that Christ, amen, has defeated sin and death.
Yeah.
And he came up with all power.
Yeah.
Now, if you have him in your life,
amen,
you should have joy. Because he's in the world today.
Yeah.
No matter what some may say,
yeah.
I have a Savior.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Amen.
No matter what come or what may,
yeah.
Amen. And I can stand on his word.
Yeah.
I can stand on his word.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And when you stand on his word and you don't step off, it's like a solid rock. Amen. You don't got to worry about getting stuck. You know how it be raining. Amen. That soft rain is more dangerous than that pouring down rain. Amen. That soft rain will work itself in the soil better.
Amen.
You can get stuck in some soft rain.
Amen.
That soft rain is so, I explained this way. Dish detergent. Amen. Put your dish detergent or whatever stuff you wash your car with. And if you run that faucet water too fast, it'll sud up. You have more suds than you have water in the pail.
Right.
Amen. But if you turn the water down low, well, don't sud up, and you let the water build up, all you got to do is shake your hand in that pail a little bit, and you have the suds. That's how the slow rain does.
Yeah.
Amen. That fast rain to come down, it'll wash off the side of the hill. But slow rain, it'll saturate itself. The earth will take it in because it's a slow rain. It gets through the cracks and everything else. Amen. And Jesus know how to work with you. Yeah, he do. He know you. He know what you need. Amen. He know when you need it. Huh? He know you kind of hard right now. But he know he let his presence.
Amen.
Fall on you. He let his presence come into service.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, it'll touch your mind.
Amen.
It'll touch your spirit.
Yeah.
Amen. That's that soft rain.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. He know how to work that word in the cracks.
Right.
Amen. Work that word to where it need to be.
Right.
From the uttermost to the guttermost.
Right.
His word will touch anybody.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, yeah. Jesus. It don't matter how jacked up you are.
Right.
Amen. How jacked up your mind is.
Right.
Amen. I don't care what you've been through.
Yeah.
It's nothing that you've been through that the word can't overcome.
Amen.
Hallelujah now. And you don't got to worry about pulling other folks with you. So some people won't come unless they got some folks to come with.
That's right.
You know, like sometimes you be in the church or a revival or some service and you used to look around and say, who's going to go to the altar first? But you know you need to go to the altar.
Right.
Amen. You felt it in your heart that you need to go to the altar. The Bible says the day you hear my voice, heart not your heart,
right.
Not their heart, not we heart,
right.
Your heart.
Right.
So you get the feeling that you need to come to the altar.
Yes.
You don't worry about who else at the altar.
Right.
You better get there.
Right.
Amen. Because I had one oxygen tank and I told everybody that everybody's oxygen here is going to dissipate in 5 seconds. I bet everybody be fighting for that one oxygen tank.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, get to the altar then. Amen. You better watch out for that one back there in that room back there. She'll probably cut you down. She might get the oxygen tank for anybody. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
Amen. When God is moving you towards the altar.
That's
my last chance.
Yeah.
And I dare not let the enemy try to take my last chance.
Yeah.
Amen. My last time I can get a breakthrough.
Yeah.
Amen. This might be the last time you can call on the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
This might be the last time you may be able to sit in proxy for somebody that's in your Jesus. That's why you can't take risk.
That's right.
Amen. You can't take risk. You can't replace your joy with the word.
Amen.
You'll find yourself going down. Ain't nothing going on. You ain't got to work that day. You talk about you don't. You just feeling sad. When you at work, you're sad. Talking about, I wish I was off. And then you get time off, you're sad at home. What's going on? What do you want?
Amen.
Huh? Talking about, I want an Oreo cookie, but I don't want the cream in the middle. Well, you don't want an Oreo cookie. They don't make Oreo cookies without cream. Amen. People want their cake and want to eat it too. You can't have it both ways. Amen. Hallelujah. Huh? But people want to sit there and believe they're a good believer. You're a good believer. You're a good Christian. You're a good follower of God. But you don't want to go through nothing. You like the accolades. You like the titles. But you don't want to suffer.
Amen.
Hmm? You don't want to suffer. Amen.
Amen.
But to live this life and live it right, you're going to suffer some trials and tribulations.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right.
Some stuff going to try to come against your joy.
That's right.
Amen. But this joy that I have, the world didn't give it.
That's
so why you going to give your joy to the world? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You trying to give something that's not theirs to them.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Somebody doing some robbing and thieving.
Yes.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be judged for being accomplished in it.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Talk about they just make me feel a certain type of way when I go to work. You think a certain type of way before you get there.
Amen.
And when you react to it, you just come into an agreement.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. I don't like my neighbor because they be smoking weed and I can smell it through when they open up the windows. Yeah, I know. I got some neighbors like that. They just moved in the neighborhood. But I just cursed the weed. Amen.
Amen.
Huh? I'm talking about be smelling like they on the grill. I said, Lord, don't have me have no. No, I said, Lord, keep me from getting high. Huh? Amen. Huh? Because I don't want no fake joy. I don't want no artificial joy. Amen. This joy I have is engrafted in me.
Amen.
And every time I spend time with the Lord, every time I read his word, every time I praise his name, that joy gets stronger and stronger.
Yes.
And you can resist the enemy.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Now, what Nehemiah 8:10 says? Nehemiah said, go and enjoy choice food. Sweet drink.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And send it to those who have nothing prepared.
Uh-huh.
This day is holy to our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Mm-hmm. The joy of the Lord will make you make ground. Make pace. Amen. Get somewhere. Quick, fast, and hurry. Hallelujah, Jesus. It'll give you another kind of strength. Amen. Huh? Have you ever been tired before? Now you start thinking about the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. It start bringing you up like a rope coming out of a ditch. You climbing out of that thing. Amen. And when you start climbing out of that thing, no matter what tries to knocked you back down. It's like like that story about the man who tried to bury his own donkey.
Uh-huh.
Amen. The donkey, I guess he was just so stubborn, the man said, I ain't got no use for it. So the man dug a ditch for the donkey. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about a donkey, he knows your habits too. Amen.
Amen.
Huh? He knows your habits too.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? The world knows your habits too. The story goes to say that the man kept throwing that dirt on that donkey to bury the donkey.
Mm-hmm.
But the donkey had enough sense to keep on moving.
Mm-hmm.
he shook it off.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept on moving.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And the enemy is trying to bury you.
Uh-huh.
With life's circumstances.
Uh-huh.
With life's woes.
Yeah.
With life's diagnosis.
Yeah.
Amen. With life's ill will conversation.
Yeah.
With life's lies.
Yeah.
Amen. With life's accusations that say, you can't make it.
Yeah.
You don't have enough.
Yeah.
You too weak. You too sick. You
yeah.
too infected.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is say, I will bless the Lord
yeah.
at all times.
Yeah.
His praises shall continuously
yeah.
be in my mouth.
Yeah.
I'll make a boast of the Lord
yeah.
that he is good. Hallelujah. And you start moving with it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You're still hurt, but you're moving in faith.
Yeah.
You're moving anyhow.
Yeah.
You're moving because somebody might have even lied on you, but you're moving anyhow.
Yeah.
The job's saying we're going to have to cut hours over there, but I've got faith that God is going to still supply my needs.
Yeah.
And you keep on shaking off the dust,
yeah.
shaking off the weight,
yeah.
shaking off the worry. Checking out the complaining of those around you.
Yeah.
And you just keep on moving and praising God. You'll find yourself raising from the bottom to the top.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. You worried about Super Bowl Sunday. This is Joy Sunday.
All right. All right.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. When I think about the goodness of the Lord and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me, giving me another chance, raising me up this morning, not to look at you, but to look at him. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's what satisfies my soul. That's what makes me glad. That's what gives me joy. Joy unspeakable.
Yeah.
Unspeakable joy.
Yeah.
Every time I think about the goodness of the Lord, I get joy.
Yeah.
Hallelujah,
yeah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And you keep that joy.
Yeah.
Joy, baby.
Yeah.
You keep it ringing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. When you ring them joy bells, that's going to sound out everything else.
Yes,
it's going to drown out everything else around you that's trying to make a sound.
Yes,
just keep on ringing them joy bells.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In my soul.
Yes,
joy bells.
Yes, sir.
When doubt and division and all this other stuff trying to come to your mind,
uh-huh. yes.
start praising the Lord. Hallelujah now.
Really?
Amen.
Yeah.
Huh? Even when you trying to bother you. Huh?
That's right.
You know that back in the day they're talking about, I'm going with my friends. I said, oh, you going with some friends? I said, yeah, me, myself, and I. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
But I found out me, myself, and I won't hold you together.
Come on now.
You better say Jesus and me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Huh?
That's right.
Because you can't do nothing without.
That's right.
Amen.
And how do you know, Pastor, you can't do nothing without? Because during your life journey,
right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You start pitching yourself back to the dump.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
You start pitching yourself back to the dump. Amen. You always got an idea when you up here. But when stuff start coming against your hips, amen, because you're trying to do it without God.
That's
and you start declining. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
You ain't got them on board.
Come on now.
Amen. Because even at the depths of your situation, Jesus is asleep. That means that your situation should not drown you.
Come on,
amen.
Man.
Amen.
Amen.
We know about the disciples on the ship.
Yeah.
Amen. They wasn't on no boat. They was on a ship.
That's right.
Ain't no boat going to hold all them men.
That's right.
They was on the ship.
That's right.
Amen. And the Bible says that the storms came.
Amen.
Amen. The wind started to blow. The sea started to rage.
Yeah.
Amen. But the Bible says what we don't understand about that story is that it didn't come against the disciples.
Uh-huh.
That storm didn't come against the disciples. That storm came against the vessel that God put them in.
That's right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. All right now. That's good now.
You hear what I say? Uh-huh. It came against the vessel that he put them in.
Uh-huh.
Amen. So if God put you in something, you should trust what he put you in.
Amen. Yeah.
I said if God put you in something, you should trust what he put you in.
Amen.
Because what he put you in will weather the storm.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. This is not the ship that Paul was in.
Yeah.
Paul was in another kind of ship. Amen. That's the ship somebody else put him in because he was a prisoner.
Uh-huh.
But he had told him not to go out there.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
And that ship didn't hold up.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
But Paul even gave him instruction how to hold on.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That even if that vessel or whatever is going to break, God said, I'll keep you alive.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And all you got to do is hold on.
Hold on.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And you will drift to shore.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. You should get some joy from that.
Because
if you even if you ain't got a ship,
come
a boat, he gave you some pieces out there where you can drift to shore. All that water, it wouldn't drown you. Because his word went before you.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't you be worried about them bills.
Mm-hmm. All right,
amen. Don't you be worried about that short paycheck.
That's right.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Them pieces.
Yeah.
I said those are pieces.
Yeah.
If he said you shall be more than conquerors through Christ Jesus.
Right.
Amen. Those pieces are going to get you to shore.
Yeah.
Amen. You just got to keep trusting God. And when you keep trusting him and keeping that joy inside,
yeah.
Amen. Surely when you get to the shore, you will praise him sure enough.
Yeah.
Sure enough.
Yeah.
Amen. Sure enough can't be shut up.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Sure enough gonna be a little flamboyant.
Yeah.
Amen. Sure enough gonna be heard.
Yeah.
Sure enough.
Yeah.
This is the Lord's doing.
Yeah.
And it's marvelous in our eyes. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Joy.
Hallelujah, joy. Amen. Keep the joy now.
Thank you, Lord.
Keep the joy.
Amen.
Keep the joy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Stand to your
glory.
Thank you, Lord. Good to us. Lord God, we come by way of the blood, Lord God. Give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord God. Because we can't come before you by ourselves.
That's right.
We got to be covered in the blood.
Hallelujah.
And when we covered in the blood, we come before your presence. You see your son.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, the people at the altar, people in, Lord God, in the church, Lord.
Yeah.
Move upon their hearts, Lord God, in a mighty special way, Lord God.
Yeah.
That they see you better.
Yeah.
They enjoy you better.
Yeah.
And let joy bring forth out of their spirit, man. Joy that cannot be taken away by life. dilemmas,
yeah,
this or that.
Yeah.
But help them to hold on to your word.
Mm.
Lord God, and keep reciting your word.
Yeah.
Keep rehearsing your word.
Yeah.
This is just the rehearsal.
Yeah.
But when we get to heaven, we're going to really sing.
Yeah.
We're practicing down here, Lord.
Yeah.
Help us to show up and practice well.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And keep you in front of us, not behind us. And let others know, Lord God, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Lord God, we just bless your name, Lord God. Every, Lord God, situation going on with your people, Lord God. So many of us are having to deal with different circumstances. Amen. But you said, don't despair. Don't worry about the world. Because you said you overcome the world. Lord God, you was down here. You know how it feels. You had to feel the financial burdens. You had to deal with the critics. You had to deal with people mocking you. You had to deal with the name calling. You had to deal with the abuse.
Yes.
To deal with the misunderstanding.
Yes.
But you said you overcame all of it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Lord God, we got more power in us.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
You said, he that has an ear, let him hear. Sometimes we need to get quiet and listen. Lord, help us to get quiet. Help us to quiet the noise in our home. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And listen for that still small voice to come unto you. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the deliverance that you already. The deliverance is already in the earth. Breakthrough is already in the earth. Power that's already in the earth. Overcoming power. Hallelujah. Salvation that's already in the earth. Joy that's already in the earth. We're not trying to discover. You already gave it to us. By raising from the dead. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for the victory that you have won. Lord God, we pray over all of our children. We plead a blood covering over our children, over our grandchildren, over our great-grandchildren. Hallelujah, Jesus. That any and every device of the enemy is broken now, right now, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Trying to introduce himself with the wrong thinking, wrong relationships. We curse it at the root. And because of the blood covering, anything that's trying to attach itself to them would die. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let the blood covering be like a insecticide, a weed killer. Anything that's trying to choke out our children, let the blood kill it. Hallelujah. Anything that's trying to latch on, Lord, let the blood kill it. In Jesus' name. We curse, Lord God, at the root incantations, witchcraft, suggestions of witchcraft, suggestions of sexuality and promiscuity. In Jesus' name. The influences of the world, we curse it right now. Confusion and hate. We curse it right now. The thought of even having thoughts of suicide. We cast it down right now. Every high imagination that exalts itself against the word of the Lord. We cast it down right now. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for deliverance. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, Jesus. You said don't look to the right nor to the left, but stay straight. Lord God, we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And can't nobody do me like Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Can't nobody do me like the Lord.
Yeah.
Nobody.
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 Hallelujah, Lord. We give you glory and honor this day, because this is the day that you have made.